This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Dave, do you remember when Shaletta used to care about this show?
And not really.
It was very brief. It was just a brief moment. She used to come in studio.
I think she came in studio. She used to care about showing us her, you know, membership card for the Minneapolis
Club.
Well,
this is even before the Minneapolis Club.
Right. It's back when I cared and I was trying to impress you, and I thought if I worked really hard, I would get a promotion. And when I realized that I was never going to get that promotion. Yeah, that's when I stopped caring.
Why aren't you at the Minneapolis Club today?
Because I haven't paid my membership dues from last month. And so I had to go over and eat it with the regular people at a regular restaurant in Woodbury. I had to put my sunglasses on. I was like, oh, my God, it's regular people. Yeah. I need to be at the Minneapolis Club where they have my drink ready, but I got to pay them dues first. So I haven't paid my September dues, and now my October dues are coming due. And then I'm going to go back in November, so I'm trying to get the dues down before I...
Do you plan on...
They might ask me for my payment.
Do you plan on paying the dues, or are you looking for some for them to say, we just miss you so much, don't worry about the dues, it's all good?
Well, you know what? I should deduct the fee for marketing. As much as I've done to promote them, they said they got 20 new members 1 month, and they all came from that big soiree I had. They said, Shaletta, we have not had 20 new members in 1 month since 1989. So you do the math. You know what? That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to send them a statement for and bill them for marketing and tell them they can deduct that amount from the money I owe them. Great idea. I love this brainstorming that we do on this show, guys. Yeah. This is great. That's exactly what I'm
going
to do.
Good luck. That's going nowhere. can I just help you?
After we've eaten all the food and drank all the drinks.
Not we.
Swim lesson.
No, not we. Not we.
Not we?
Not we.
Did I not invite you?
Never.
Did I not?
No.
Never?
I climbed the fence one time.
I was going to say, I did see you over there almost on property, but then we called security. Okay, you're right. I did not invite you.
No,
okay.
No,
all right.
I was not invited.
Right.
And then even the cake you brought, that was from Hen House.
Well, the cake was from Hen House, but we had a Hen House cake at our Minneapolis Club event.
Yeah, I wasn't there for that. Again, I've had no food and no appearances at the Minneapolis Club with you.
Should I do a GoFundMe to pay for my Minneapolis dues?
Oh, yeah.
Can you help me set up a GoFundMe?
No.
That's what they're doing now when they don't want to pay their bills. Can I set up a crowdfund, maybe a crowdfunding site? And then this is for Shaletta's Minneapolis Club dues so I can keep going over there.
Once again, you keep using the phrase we on these items. You can do that. Dave and I will be no part of a GoFundMe where the basis is a woman who said she's headed towards, what was it, 10 million the last couple of weeks you told us?
10 million, 2024.
10 million. It doesn't want to pay, I don't know. What, guess, let's guess, Dave.
$1,900. $1,900.
Whoa, a month?
1 month. Well, I got a little carried away. Okay.
Must be a good tuna.
I invited some friends.
That tuna Nicosi is really good.
I did the private swim lessons. I got sleepy, so I took a nap one day because I wanted to check out the hotel rooms.
Did they charge you for the nap?
Yeah, if you get the hotel room, they charge you for the room. Yeah.
Well, that seems fair. I mean, I can't imagine why they would do that.
I mean, it's so unfair. I was only in there a couple of hours.
Wow. Dave, would you, how about if the two of us, we support Shaletta and we contribute. Dave, I'll match whatever you're willing. to offer Shalette. I will match. I'm not doubling it. I'm not tripling it. I will match whatever amount.
I'll do this. I'll contribute this. I'll contribute this bit of advice. Shalette, if you're tired over at the Minneapolis Club, just do what you used to do. Come on over here and take a nap over here.
In the green room. We won't charge you anything. Like, I'm involved with it. Like, Dave and I are involved in the green room. Yeah.
Dim the lights, close the door. It'll be very nice.
Wait a second.
I tried that. I almost got fired, okay? That's the night that the station went to black for like 45 minutes.
Almost.
And Dennis Matuszak had to come and wake me up. And then he snitched on me to Lindsey Peterson. Oh, my God.
Well, normally if someone is not working and keeping us on the air... I mean, you do figure out who's on the board at that time. I'm not sure Dennis really snitched. The station was off the air, and it was your responsibility to push, like, one or two buttons.
Yeah. Mm. At the time, it was just one. Yeah.
It was just one. Also, by the way, you used to nap basically the 4 or 5 months when you were the producer of this show.
I did. I would work so hard booking all the guests.
Yeah, that's right.
And so, like an hour or two before the show, I just, you know, if you got a couch and some pillows, what you want me to do with it? Okay, if you got a couch and some pillows, I'm a mother of four. I'm gonna lay down on it and take me a nap. I'm a mother of four. You got a couch and some pillows. I'm going through menopause. I'm tired. My energy level's low. I'm taking a nap. I don't know what to tell you.
Yeah.
What I'm doing.
Since you scared your oldest son, Andrew, approximately how many times have you talked to Andrew? Approximately.
Oh, my God. Zero.
Yeah, good.
We didn't even talk to him Sunday for our weekly proof of life check-in. In fact, he's not even calling Sean. I asked Sean, I said, have you heard from Andrew? And he was like, no, it's very strange. We usually chop it up.
No, it's not strange. It's not strange at all.
I said, well, you need to call him because we have not heard from him. And so Sean finally got in touch with him, and he said, hey, man, you can't be falling off the grid like that. He's like, okay, Dad, I'll do better. And then, you know, he went on. But, yeah, I found that very odd that he has not communicated with us since I tried to break into his dorm room. That doesn't make any sense to me.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. He's also reached out to me wondering if he could have Thanksgiving at my house. I said yes. I said all he has to do is...
Well, we all coming.
No, you're not. No, you're not. I said, Andrew, you're in as long as you bring your father's, one of his great desserts. I prefer... What kind of pudding was it again?
Oh, banana pudding.
Banana pudding. Is it more a banana cream pie? I'm trying to remember.
It was that too. And then he's got this new thing that he's doing, apple tarts.
Oh.
Yeah, fresh apples. He's chopping them up. You know, of course, they're fine and even. You know, he don't let me help him. And so he makes these little individual tarts in these little glass bowls. The crust is homemade. Oh, my God. So my parents were in town this past week, and he made some tarts for my daddy. And my daddy had to pull me to the side. And he was like, you know, I think y'all need to talk because I believe y'all need to try to make it work.
Yeah. Or he said, of the two of you, I'm picking Sean.
Right.
Yeah, Davis, I mean, could you see that? Can we just, I mean, I love you. You're our daughter.
Love you. Yes.
You send the kids to us where Sean feeds us.
Yeah. Go to bed with a tart, wake up with a cinnamon rolls.
When my dad came, this was like the first time he's visited where Sean didn't physically live here. And he went in the fridge and there was nothing in there.
Yeah.
And he went in the cabinet and there was nothing in there. And so my daddy pulled me to the side. He said, do adults in this house not eat? Because there's nothing in here to eat. And he was like, where's Sean? And I said, oh, he's, you know, at his place, you know, doing his thing. He said, oh, okay. All right, well, I'm going to go to the store, and I'm going to get something for your mom to cook because there's nothing in here. I don't know what's going on over here, but apparently adults in this house don't eat.
Okay, so let's ask this question. Last night, did you cook for the kids?
Yes,
okay.
I did.
Okay. Tell us what was for dinner. Last night.
Yes. Okay, so technically I didn't cook per se.
Yeah.
I warmed up some food that my mom made so there was leftovers. Mm-hmm. So they had rice and gravy and oxtails and beans. So that was a very nutritious meal.
That sounds
very
excellent.
Nutritious. That was very excellent.
So the leftovers gone. Did you finish?
They are gone.
Okay. Yes, tonight, it's a Friday night. It's a big night. You and the kids, what are you making for dinner tonight?
Raising Cane's. my satellite kitchen is open until 11. Okay. And so my satellite kitchen.
By the way, if anybody's confused, that's a store. That's not a grocery store. That is a fine place for chicken. Yeah.
Yes.
And other food, but primarily, Dave, that's their calling card, right?
Chicken fries.
Yes, that's all I got.
Toast and coleslaw. That's your deal.
That's it. That's it.
And the sauce and the lemonade. Mm-mm, don't forget that lemonade.
Good lemonade. Mm-hmm.
Let me go one more day. Because you don't. Okay. Mom's leftovers. Right. Raising Cane's. Now, Saturday. Kind of your benchmark night.
Not doing a show, as far as I know.
No show, I'm told again. Plenty of time to cook. How about Saturday night? Have you thought about that?
No, I really haven't, guys. Sorry about that.
I think I know why your dad saw the fridge and there's nothing in there. I think we have discovered a pattern. All right, let's get a couple of serious items with Shaletta. It's 18 past 1 on Newstalk 830 WCCO.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, before we get to Shaletta, the worst of the worst news of the Vikings has come out related to Christian Darrisaw. In the last 6-7 minutes, multiple NFL insiders saying the MRI has determined season-ending surgery for Christian Darrisaw, who at his best is the best left tackle in football, at his worst is the third best left tackle in football. As great as Justin Jefferson is, I think he is the Vikings' most irreplaceable player, and now they will have to attempt to replace him. So Christian Darrisaw, on a play where a lot of people think they should have just taken a knee, they're on their own 3-yard line, 43 seconds left, they hand off, the play goes nowhere. It's just one of those fluke plays where he gets rolled up on, and a season-ending surgery for a great, great player. That pales in comparison to the tragedy that you tried to help out on, not just in comforting the family, but in helping out other families like the two of us with autistic children who can get out of an apartment, get out of a condo, get out of a house. Tell people about your involvement with a drowning this week and how heartbreaking that was.
Yeah, there was a young boy, 11 years old, nonverbal, autistic, lived in some townhomes in Eden Prairie near a lake, and his mother was upstairs getting dressed, and he was downstairs with his sister. He got out of the house, went straight for the lake, where he drowned. They found his body, took him to the hospital, and he died a short time later. I went out to the apartment complex and spent some time with that family. They were absolutely devastated. The mother was inconsolable. Several of us started a little memorial with some flowers and teddy bears. And so I talked to the Eden Prairie Police, talked to my friends at Frazier, who have a location in Eden Prairie. And so on Saturday, November 2nd, I'm going to do another interior combination door lock giveaway for parents who have kids with autism who wander. It's going to be at the Frazier Autism Center in Eden Prairie. You can find the address on any of my social media pages from 10 to 2 on Saturday, November 2nd. I just ordered 100 interior combination door locks, and I'm asking anybody who can donate a lock for me to give away to just go to ShalettaMakesMeLaugh.com. Right at the top of the home page, you can click and buy a lock directly from Amazon. They're about $30. And then it'll ship it directly to my house, and I promise I will give those locks away because, Chad, you and I both know nonverbal children with autism who wander, you spend all of your waking moments just trying to keep them safe and locked in the house. They are young and fast and crafty, and we are old and slow and dumb. And by the time we get out of the tub and put clothes on, they have ran, and we don't even know which direction they've gone in. And so these locks are really the only thing that's kept my son Daniel safe in the house. There's a 6 to 10 digit code on the inside of the doorknob, and if the child does not have that code, they can't get out. There is also a key bypass for anybody concerned about fire or safety hazards. So there's a key as well as the code, so you can use either one. And so that's what's kept my kids safe. And so this will be my 6th or 7th door lock donation event, my second one in Minnesota, and so far we have given away 600 locks free of charge. I probably have bought 400. All total, Amazon has donated about 100, and probably 115 have been donated one by one from generous Minnesotans who just want to help the cause. So if there's anybody out there who wants to donate a lock for me to give away next Saturday, just go to ShalettaMakesMeLaugh.com. Right there on the homepage, it says donate a lock, and it'll take you right to my Amazon registry where you can buy an interior combination door lock. It'll come to my house, and I guarantee you that I will give it away. There have been so many drownings, Chad, throughout the country, because it is not winter time yet. These lakes are not frozen over. And so these kids are getting out and they're wandering away and they're going straight for the water.
Yeah, you know, for me with Quentin, he is autistic. He speaks. His comprehension varies in certain ways. And when he was younger, we really had to worry about that. We don't now. Mm-hmm. We're incredibly lucky. We are incredibly lucky. I think I told you he had his first seizure in a long time last week, and that changed a lot of stuff. But that is you know, as horrifying as that is nothing compared to losing your child. And I know because of Quentin's autism, a number of families who face similar challenges where you need to be on point. You need to be looking basically 24/7, 365 days a year, and it's not possible sometimes, right? I mean,
it is not. It is,
you know, you sleep, you're getting food, you're getting just the quickest shower possible. You think you know, and the fact, and I needle you a lot, but I love you, and the fact that you do this, trust me, I'm not going to help you with a penny your Minneapolis club, but I'm going to help you here because this is frightening. You know, Muhammad is gone. His family will never be the same. They're going to beat themselves up endlessly when they probably should not. You know, and it just can happen in a blink of an eye.
It can. You remember, you know, Patricia Lopez. She used to work at the Star Tribune. She's at Bloomberg now.
Right.
She was just blown away and moved to tears when she saw how I have to wash dishes. So back when Daniel was wandering before I got these locks, in order for me to wash dishes, which the way my kitchen is set up, I have to turn my back on everybody, right, in my kitchen. I have to turn my back to everybody, and I'm facing the window, and I can't see anybody while I'm washing dishes. In order for me to wash dishes, Daniel would have to grab me from the back. And he knew it. That was the routine. While I'm washing dishes, you have to grab me from the back. Otherwise, he's going to try to leave the house. And so she saw that, and she was so moved that she took a picture of it, and she drew me an oil painting. It's hanging up in my house just to remind me how far God has brought my children. My son, in order for me to wash dishes and even cook, he would just have to hold me from the back like he was hugging me from behind with both hands. And that's the only way that I could wash dishes if he was still awake. Because if I turned my back to wash dishes, he would escape and leave the house.
Yeah, it's all the time. It's every second, and it's hard to identify with it if you haven't faced it. And so if all of us, if it's within our wherewithal to help in some way, including you, so tell people again where they can go and how they can help out.
Sure. I am asking generous Minnesotans to please help me by purchasing a lock or two or three from Amazon. You don't have to wonder which one it is. You don't have to wonder where to send it. Just go to my website, ShalettaMakesMeLaugh.com. Click on Donate a Lock. It's right there on the homepage. It'll take you to my Amazon gift registry. You can click on that lock. You can buy it, and it will automatically ship directly to my house, because we plan to give away almost 200 interior combination door locks on Saturday, November 2nd in Eden Prairie, just miles away from where this little boy drowned, to any family who has a child with autism who wants a lock but cannot afford one. You know, $35, $40, it might not mean a hill of beans to us, but for somebody else, that's a game changer. That might mean that they don't get to put gas in their car, or they might not get their prescription, or they might not be able to pay the copay for their child or buy groceries. And so we don't want finances to be a barrier for a child to be safe in their home. I don't want to see. And so far I have talked to four mothers just in the past 2 months who have buried their children who have wandered away from their house and drowned. I do not want to make it five.
Thank you for what you're doing. Have a great weekend. We'll talk next week.
All right. Love you guys.
Shaletta with us. Much lighter topic when we come back after traffic and weather. The Wild are rolling. Bill Guerin, president and GM of the Wild. Minutes away on Newstalk 830 WCCO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Auto Parts!
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.